Exactly.
Special Agent Jerry Miller and Detective Roger Garay came to our office to break some bread with us and talk about a case they had called, the Frank Matthews case.
Once they got the wiretaps up on Matthews' phones, feds quickly realized just how big of a fish they had caught in their net.
They had a wiretap going, and I heard enough to know that we're not dealing here with an ordinary Brooklyn case.
Nobody knew about this. I mean, you know, he was developing in his network. He wasn't even on the radar. He had no investigation going. He was making millions of dollars a year.
Some former pushers say police were more interested in getting their heroin than arresting them.
On one occasion, I was dealing drugs, and they came and took all my drugs and just let me go.
Who's they?
The police.
6 weeks ago in Harlem, Black Panthers seized large quantities of heroin from drug peddlers and poured it into the street. They refused to turn it over to police because they insisted police would only resell it to the pushers.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one in the United States, the problem of dangerous drugs.